fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the very first disregard, Wednesday, the very first day of February. How about that, our second hour? The preparative of the day is to inspect your emergency shelter. That would be a smart thing to do. And we're hoping that Professor McKinney will call in. He hasn't yet, but I'm going to check real quick here and see if I got a note from Jim. Well, I don't know what's he sent me a note just a moment ago. Our engineer needs to call Jim. That's what needs to happen. He's used to getting a call from our engineer, and of course we have Mike in instead of Julie today. So we'll have Jim with us momentarily, and I'll go ahead and introduce Professor McKinney while we're waiting. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books. His most recent book is A Quick Read. I really enjoyed it. An advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology, and a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing?
Fantastic. We got a substitute engineer today. That's why you didn't get a call as you normally do. Well, Jim, I've been mentioning, especially with Dr. Horowitz for a couple of years, each week seems to be more bizarre and insane than the week previous. And it seems like we're in a, and you and I are about the same age, a never-ending Twilight Zone episode, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, it does get more bizarre, absolutely, and in 10 different ways, not just one way. But Sterling would have a field day with what's going on today. Certainly a lot of material. Like political comedy, there's no lack of insanity, you know, going on today.
No, not at all. And a big part of it is otherwise mentally healthy people going along and cooperating and agreeing with the insanity. You know, Jim, if you decided that you were Napoleon, I would not address you as Your Highness. I wouldn't do it. I would be polite to you, I'd be kind to you, but I would not address you as Your Highness. But if I did, I would be agreeing with your insanity, wouldn't I, sir?
Right, you'd be complicit, right?
Precisely. And what now we have, about a 1 hour drive from me, is a world-class school of engineering, the Rolla University of Science and Technology. They now have special little rooms for the women who believe they're cats to relieve themselves in litter boxes. Now,
well,
this is men and women come there from all over the world, literally, to get a excellent degree in various types of engineering, mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, and so forth. And it's, I know somebody on the board of directors of the university at the state level, and I haven't talked to him since all this insanity began. I don't know. I know he's conservative, but I'm just befuddled as to why otherwise normally mentally healthy men and women go along with and become complicit in the insanity. I don't necessarily expect an answer, Jim, but it is an interesting question, isn't it?
Well, did you do this on purpose? You said literally. So,
yes.
If you get literally. I don't know. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say about that one.
I don't know. Well, Jim, you pay attention to the events today. What's on your radar that you'd like to talk about today, sir?
Well, a lot of things going on. I want to talk about I discovered this week, and I'd known about these issues in archaeology before, but it never occurred to me that I had discovered a second pole shift. Now, it's very clear that there was a pole shift, and the best dating that we have for this is the Velikovsky dating, which is about 1500 BC, and that's the Venus event. It's very clear because all of the ancients talk about this. It was a major disruptive event in the world, and I talk about that in my new book. But the issue is there was a really major pole shift of the crust and surface of the Earth of about 30 degrees, which is huge. But when that happened, the old North Pole, which was what we now call the Laurentian ice cap, it did not extend down into Siberia on the other side of the planet. And I don't know if I mentioned this on your show a week or two ago, but there was a Stonehenge-like structure found in Lake Michigan. And so I'll be talking a lot in detail, going in a lot of detail on my show tomorrow night, but I'm just going to quick outline it here. Being in Lake Michigan, it sits on what is known as the Canadian Shield, which is a massive billion-year-old lava sheet, basically, that's one of the most stable areas in the world, and that's why there's no earthquakes up in that whole entire Canadian area. You never have earthquakes because of that shield. So that means that this structure was built before the ice cap formed, the old ice cap, which could have been 10 or 100,000 years ago, but it was a long time ago. And so that means also that there had to be a second pole shift because these structures that are under the water in Lake Michigan were built and then housed under this Laurentian ice cap for who knows how many tens of thousands of years. Anyway, I'll be going into a lot of detail tomorrow night on my show about this, but this is incredible.
What do you know about these structures, Jim, that you can describe for us?
Well, it looks a lot like Stonehenge, where they are aligned in a certain direction, and they're obviously some type of a calendar, a rock calendar, dealing with the seasonal changes of the sun, etc. But the issue is that they are under the water, and that water in the lakes, all the Great Lakes formed when the Laurentian ice cap melted, which was after the pole shift. And so so these sat under that ice cap for tens of thousands of years when it was literally the North Pole, which means that when they were built when this ice, when this rock calendar structure, and these are big, these are like 20-foot tall pillars of rock that are all precisely aligned. It's not an accidental natural phenomena. So these things sat under that ice cap until or after the second pole shift in history. So the first one was about 1500 BC. We don't know when the other pole shift was, but it probably was 10 to 20 to 50 to 100,000 years ago. So that just shows that man had been building these rock structures a long, long time ago. And by the way, that's why you don't see any archaeology up in this entire Canadian area. That's a whole part of the earth that just has was never touched by human hands because the Laurentian ice cap was there. And the first time anybody was there is when the Native Americans populated it, and they really didn't do anything in terms of building. They lived in small, like teepee-like structures and lived with the land. And so the first real development was when the Europeans came. And so prior to that, we're talking 10, 20, 30, 50,000, 100,000 years ago when these structures were actually put there.
Amazing. And it is absolutely amazing. Well, this rock we live on has been around a really long time, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah, yeah. In this NASA nursery rhyme of 4.5 billion years ago, is just nonsense. To pick up a rock on top of the Earth and do some kind of magical dating by some nuclear method based on assumptions is just absurd. Absolutely absurd. And like picking up a rock from an asteroid or any place else and putting some kind of test to it and saying, oh, that's how old the solar system is absurd. I mean, it's like, it's so ridiculous. Yet all of those people at NASA, Standard Astronomy, they all repeat it because that's the party line. That keeps the paycheck coming.
Well, the paycheck's a big deal. I don't know if you watched Tucker last night, but he had on a commercial airline pilot, Captain Snow, I believe his name is, who got the clot shot. And then not long after that, he was landing an aircraft, a aluminum tube with more than 200 people behind him. 6 minutes after he landed, he had a heart attack to put him in ICU for a week.
Oh, wow.
And the paycheck, you know, these commercial pilots, unless they get carried away in Las Vegas, they retire as millionaires. That's not a secret. That's well known. And they have to retire at age 60, I believe. They're not allowed to be a commercial pilot after age 60. But they were coerced, they were threatened, and promised the paycheck and the pension if they would get the clot shot. It's a national tragedy, the clot shot in general, not just with the pilots, isn't it, Jim?
Well, yeah, and just people driving a car down the road, you know, or whatever. You don't know. I mean, the people are, you know, could be driving 70 miles an hour on a freeway and potentially kill as many people as a pilot dropping over in an airplane.
Right, right, right. Well, the name's been around for about a year. They're called vaccidents instead of accidents. Vaccidents.
Oh, jeez.
You haven't heard that before?
Yeah. No, that's a new one.
Yeah, it's been around for at least a year. And myself and other people, friends of mine, have noticed personality changes in individuals who've got the clot shot. But something else, and it just came up this morning, I'll be looking deeper into it. I have lunch, just disregard, I have dinner with the sheriff and the prosecuting attorney and former prosecuting attorney once a month here in my county. And it's been a topic for about a year, slightly more, of the increased violence of men and women that they want to take into custody. Now, these men, the sheriff and the prosecutor, both have 20-plus years in law enforcement. And that's something new. Is the increased violence, the increased desire to resist arrest in a more violent fashion. And I'll be looking more into this and making inquiries to find out if this is a COVID vaccine clot shot related matter. I don't know yet, but it may be, couldn't it?
Well, it would seem reasonable because people, you know, if you have like say itchy skin or, you know, psoriasis or other things like that, just normal, you know, things that are historically normal, you know, they're maladies, that it irritates people and it agitates them and makes them more aggressive. So, you know, it would make sense that the clot shot would also cause people to, you know, have, you know, reactions, like mental reactions to being, you know, and then, of course, the denial that goes along with it. But a lot of times people are reacting to things and they don't really understand. It's like if you have too much activity around you, and all of a sudden you just you get edgy because you can't, you know, you can't control all of the activity around you, and it just becomes overbearing, and so people become agitated. So it's like it's that consistent kind of like picking. It's not that any given moment would send you over the top, but it was just constant and unrelenting during when you sleep, like people that have buzzing in their ears or tinnitus, other things like that. Right. Yeah.
Well, Jim, I got an update here. We took a one-year break from YouTube archives for my show. We reactivated it last week, only to find out that they were censoring my show once again because of quote-unquote COVID misinformation. So it's we tried it again, but the censorship continues, and we're just going to drop YouTube. But we have archives at Brighteon, and going to get our Rumble account fired up again. But the censorship continues, doesn't it, sir?
Well, remember, I asked you, I said, John, are you on YouTube? It was a number of weeks ago, and you said, no, we're going back there. And I said, right. Well, if you can do it, that's great.
Well,
and
we tried
I started by asking if they censored any of my stuff, because I'm banned. I'm the original shadow banned person on YouTube. From the day they started, I was banned. And if you would put my name or my web page in a blog note, it would be immediately removed, immediately. So it was and that's going back, you know, long before anything. And so that's why I asked you if
well, I'll get a memo off to Elon Musk to have him buy YouTube.
That would be good. It's a good platform if you want to fix your bike, but if you want information about science or real news, forget it. It's all controlled.
It is absolutely controlled. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Jim, you've been an amateur archaeologist. When I say amateur, you've never been paid a salary to be an archaeologist that I'm aware of for decades, haven't you, sir?
No, I've simply done this out of interest, and that's one of the things too, is because once any of these people start to get a paycheck, then that starts to control what they're talking about or what they're doing or how they're interpreting things or you know, same with science. You know, as soon as they have a paycheck that's related to it, then all of a sudden they belong to a club. And that club has a doctrine, and they have to ascribe to that, or they don't get their money anymore. So
right,
I don't ascribe to any of that. I don't with my own science stuff. I've been criticized for selling my own books. He just wants to sell his books. Well, no, I want to get information to the public.
Right.
And by the way, anybody who thinks you make a lot of money doing what I do, excuse me, it's simply not there.
There's a basic flaw in that logic that a person is going to be financially compensated for their work. Nobody says that about a plumber, electrician, or a carpenter, automobile mechanic, that they expect to be compensated for their work, do they?
No, and it's like oh, you're trying to rob the public and fool them. And no,
Jim, hold on, we have a break. The call number is 512-248.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the very first day of February. This is our sponsor by MP Shield. You want the exact same equipment, no difference, the same production line, exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles. You can get them to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college at thelibertyman.com. EMP Shield with a nice $50 discount. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked at my website at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, before we get to our caller, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow evening would be Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroad. in its 23rd year commercial-free, and all the archives are on my webpage. It's also heard live on many other venues now. Truth Be Told Radio Network is one of them, also re-airs on Saturday morning. But all the different ways to listen are also listed on my webpage along with the archives.
All right. Jim, before we get to our call, here's some good news. We don't get that much good news. Philadelphia, last week, a Philadelphia bus driver stopped a carjacking by aiming his bus towards the three suspects, blocking their escape in the car they are attempting to carjack. He scared them off, and the young lady who they were jacking was able to keep her car without being injured. Great news, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what we'd like. But unfortunately, you know, the crime wave in the United States is just soaring. Unbelievable. And, you know, there are states where a lot of good things are going on, like, say, Florida. But then again, there's this huge influx of crime that goes along with it. And, you know, everything from, street crime like that. And but there's also, they've made it clear in Florida that if somebody gets caught by the homeowner and they blast them away, that's going to be promoted.
Let's do a quick survey here. Let's look around the planet and look at one of the countries with one of the lowest crime rates, lowest rates of murder on the planet, Switzerland, where in every home where there's a man between 18 and 60, there's a fully functional machine gun and 500 rounds of ammunition. So if we want to make our country safe, shouldn't we do the same thing, Jim?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a... There's an incentive. It makes you stop and think. Even the most hardened criminal understands that behind that door, you know, and he might get by with one, but then go to the next place. You know, I mean, the odds are against you. Let's just put it that way. So making a career out of crime in Switzerland is not a good plan.
Absolutely. Our caller here is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. I got my little 95 pickup stolen in Kansas City a year ago in October, and if it hadn't been that it was a standard transmission, I don't think I would have got it back, because I don't think millennials know how to drive a stick shift.
Most of them don't. You're right.
But I wanted to tell you about, I used to work at a independent car repair shop that we specialized in one make of car. And it was in a urban area, and we were kind of trying to cater to the yuppies at that time.
Right.
And statistically, the people we got the most flack from about their labor rate were lawyers and doctors. And, you know, they don't appreciate the school of hard knocks in most professions, you know, because, but I just wanted to throw that in when you were talking about, you know, because, you know, as far as rate goes, you know, it was a lot cheaper than the time doctors and lawyers spend with you. So, for what they charge an hour, so
yeah, absolutely.
I just want, Jim, if you don't mind for us to try to listen to you on shortwave next time, would you tell us what frequency you're on? Because I guess Pastor Peter's station went off satellite. I'm going to have to try to get you on shortwave. Anyway,
okay.
That's all I had. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. For visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, on the first day of February 1968, I had not been asleep for 3 days because it was the third day of the Tet Offensive. And that's when I became a prepper, was that fall preceding it, 1967, because as a young intelligence analyst going to the classified briefings and reading the CIA documents, I knew the Tet Offensive was coming, I also knew that the U.S. Army wasn't giving us, my men and my outfit, the ammunition we needed. They didn't have the food we needed. They weren't ready at all. And I was only 20 years old, but even I knew the Tet Offensive was coming. And the guys in charge at the top levels ignored that knowledge, did not prepare for it, and hundreds of Americans lost their lives because of that lack of preparation, Jim.
I'm speechless. Yeah, I just, that whole thing just is an incredible, you know, from the top, the whole era, that whole era. People don't, you know, when I see, John, when I see kids complaining today, or somebody, like you say, the people that want to pee in a cat litter box, they don't know what real problems are. You know, back in the 60s when all your friends were coming back with legs missing and body bags and everything else going on, they have no idea. But when AOC goes, this is our World War II, when she talks about climate change, she's just a moron. She has no idea what she's talking about. Just a punk kid that thinks she's important.
Well, you know, I found
out. They have no idea they don't have any idea what things were really like.
I found out what being hungry is. Being hungry is two things for me. One, not having food. Two, having angry men that want to kill you between where you are and where the food is that you could go get. For me, that's what being hungry is.
Yeah, well, that's, I just am beyond, you know, when you look at history, and the incredible insanity that went on during that whole time, and the incredible lies that were molded to cover up that, is just amazing. Amazing.
Let's if it's handy, let's give out that shortwave frequency for Sherry and all listeners with shortwave radios so they can listen to you, sir.
I don't have it offhand here. Let me pull it up.
Well, if you get a chance to pull that up, yeah, that would be great, because we have, at one time when Republic Broadcasting got going, we broadcast on a shortwave also. That was discontinued a long time ago, but I have the ability personally to broadcast on a shortwave if I need to. We've got the equipment, and we got the alternative backup power to do it. And if things get bad enough, that's what we'll revert to a shortwave broadcasting from a secure location. And
I've got it here, John.
Okay,
it's this is the winter time frequency is 5.935, and then there's a summertime frequency also, and then it also always airs on 6.115 year round, and then it also simulcasts. So you can listen on WWCR.com, tower number 2, or any of the streaming applications that you would get on your phone, like TuneIn or Garden Radio, Radio Garden, whatever that is. You know, it comes up as WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, tower number 2. But once again, the wintertime shortwave frequency, 5.935 megahertz.
All right.
That's 6 p.m. Central time in the evening, tomorrow night, Thursday evenings.
All right. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Just to follow up on what we were talking about, people say, oh, he's selling his book. He's just trying to make money. No, I'm trying to bring real information, and it's not a money-making proposition. It's really, if you're lucky, a break-even proposition, which probably you know, John.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, one of the ways you tell controlled opposition, of which there are many, if you're looking at global climate control or if you're looking at the disclosure movement, the way you tell controlled opposition is people kind of came out of nowhere. They usually don't have any kind of substantial degree, meaning an education in the field that they're in. And they have a spiffy web page. They go on tours. They have these phony lawsuits that they promulgate, which don't mean anything. And they make a lot of money. We're talking, you know, $200,000-$500,000 a year that they're putting in their pocket. And that's money that they get under the table from so-called sponsors. That's how you tell controlled opposition. You look at my webpage, it's something that I did. I'm still using stuff that was created in the 1990s for my webpage background and stuff.
Right.
You know, I'm putting out my books. I have to do them as ebooks now because I can't afford to print them and store them and ship them. That's actually, I still sell print books, but it's a losing proposition. And, but anyway, no, this is not a money-making proposition. I'm not doing it for fun and profit.
I would encourage you to do an updated look at print on demand as a, because that's
I'm doing, John. That's actually happening right now. In my, if you look at my latest book and the cover, this was all done professionally. And the point is to start print on demand, and pretty soon there will be 14 books available print on demand.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. I'm really happy to hear that. Jim, we got a caller.
Yeah.
We got a caller and holder, Jim. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Morning, Fred.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to comment that I've been following Professor McCanny for some time, and he's the guy that turned me on to ceramic filters for my ProPure. And recently he did me a real solid. He turned me on to Goodies in New Zealand. And I was able to get that fantastic book to Colburn. And I also just got his book, the current one that's out, that he's selling right now on the PDF file. And I'm hoping to be able to buy all the stuff that he's advertising. And is the Christmas special still going, Jim? Or what's happened with that?
Yeah, I just left it up there. It's like 25-35% off for all of the book packages, the libraries, etc. So yeah, they're still there.
That's great. I mean, I'm going to find a way to get it done. So thank you very much for what you do. And I'm just starting to get into that Australian book or New Zealand book. I'm sorry, and it's fascinating. And just everything that you've pointed out over the years has made a difference in my life, and I want you to understand that. And thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, Fred. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Let's continue, Jim.
Okay, a couple of quick things here. You know, the Dr. Phil show is ending. I know it's going to break your heart, John.
But it's, this guy's brilliant.
I just wanted to mention that.
I mean, yeah. He's a man who could have a best-selling book about losing weight who's more than 50 pounds overweight. This guy is a really smart guy.
Anyway, I know the world will not be a better place because of this, but anyway. And then also, this is a story that's getting blanket coverage, and when I see this, I know that the BS is being layered on like gravy on the turkey dinner at Christmas. But they have Michio Kaku on explaining, and they're stating that the Earth's core is stopping and reversing. And this is just baloney. I mean, this is just ludicrous science at the extreme, that somehow people have, and this is based on interpretation of data. What they're stating is that the reason I'm mentioning this is because you're going to see it. You're going to see it on evening news. You're going to see it on any web channel you go, it's going to be everywhere. So be prepared. Put on your hip boots, the kind that come way up to your neck. You'd be wading through this BS. But anyway, they're stating that the Earth's core has stopped and it's reversing. And the idea is that they are analyzing earthquake, the sound waves going through the Earth of earthquakes. They're interpreting this as measuring the rotational rate of the inner core of Earth. And to imagine that this is somehow rotating just independently of the rest of the Earth is so bizarre, to imagine that anybody would think this, that somehow the core is going to reverse directions and we're all going to die. And I liken this to, remember the ozone hole, the ozone layer, NASA came out and said, oh, you know, the UV, and everybody was putting on extra solar gel, you know, on their skin and everything. It was a big money-making scam for selling all kinds of things and stopping the use of the refrigerant used in automobiles and in all kinds of refrigeration machines. They had to stop and change it. And for no reason at all, because the fluorocarbon chemicals that they were using back then, if you opened up a bottle of it and spilled it out, it would fall down on the floor. It would not in a million years ever get up to the stratosphere or the ionosphere where the ozone layer is. And to imagine that it all accumulated in one spot and made a hole and we're all going to die, absolutely absurd. So this spinning core of the Earth turning backwards, rotating backwards all of a sudden, is lunacy. But you're going to see it. It's another, oh, we're, you know, crazy science, doesn't make any sense. We're all going to die, you know. But why are they doing this blanket cover? Also, people like Neil deGrasse Tyson, Michio Kaku, these are literally, they're people with PhDs in physics, okay, granted. But it's piled higher and deeper type of physics. These, when you see their face, when you see their name, they're either tier two or tier three science. They're the people, they're the mouthpieces that everybody's supposed to listen to, like Carl Sagan was another tier three guy that, you know, we're still reeling from the bad science created by that guy, not the least of which is global climate change. It's all based on Carl Sagan's greenhouse effect, which doesn't work, never works. Anyway, that's my rant for the day.
Okay, well, thank you, Jim. Excellent, excellent rant. we monitor these things. We educate people. We alert people. It's their decision what they do or don't do, isn't it, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, behind this, it still hasn't dawned on me, why are they doing this? What is this Earth's core reversing? And they have, when you, I saw it on CNN, because that's where I go to find out what baloney they're trying to dump off on the public. And, of course, that was front and center. But they have all of these diagrams of the Earth, and it's all professionally done. So this is planned disinformation at its best. It was like, remember 9/11? After 9/11, there were these advertisements, very professionally done, America under attack, and that would go on for maybe a half a day. And then America, you know, under America responds, and then that would be the next talking point for the next half day. And then America charges forward, you know, we have to go into war, you know, and all 100 senators vote for whatever war package they put together. All of this is scripted, and that's what this looks like. It's very professionally scripted. And then they have a guy like Michio Kaku on, and he's supposed to give you the scientific scoop on this. But the question is, why are they doing this?
What's I don't have an answer, Jim.
I don't either. Maybe I'll find out. Sometimes it comes out in a week or two what the agenda is or was. In 9/11, it was to start the war against seven countries in the Mideast that Israel wanted us to attack. That's what it was all about. In the case of the Earth's core spinning backwards, I don't know what the agenda is, unless it's just to distract the public from, I don't know.
Well, it's an interesting question, and maybe we'll have an answer for that in a week or two. We open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Any updates on the wing generator, sir?
Only that my movement is into hydrogen, and I've talked about this before. That is the future, and that's where things are going. So, and the world is moving in that direction. All of the major players that are major. Are moving in that direction. And just for an example, I forget who it was, one of the European car makers just came out with an automobile. It was presented at a car show, and it was a hydrogen fuel cell with supercapacitors, because hydrogen fuel cells do not have the ability to accelerate fast in their current form. I'm sure they'll come up with a way to change that. Because when you're releasing the hydrogen, it expands and it freezes the orifices where it comes out. But anyway, I'm sure they're going to fix that sooner or later. But at any rate, they're using supercapacitors. They charge those up. But this car has a 1,000-mile range on a filling. 1,000-kilometer, excuse me. They're using kilometers. 1,000-kilometer range. It goes from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour, which is 60 miles an hour, in 2.2 seconds. Four-wheel drive. There's no drivetrain. It's four-wheel engines. I mean, they're moving in the direction of just amazing vehicles running on hydrogen. So this is coming.
All right. We'll wrap up the conversation after the break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fix bayonets.
Leading. And Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, our last caller is Judy in West Virginia. Almost out of time, Judy. Make it quick.
Yeah, my question is quick. I would like to ask Professor McCanny if anybody is looking into the super capacitors for home storage power in a house system, like your wind generator or solar power or something like that, instead of battery.
Yes, and the answer is yes. In fact, I am doing that. There are some issues, but imagine a supercapacitor the size of your hot water heater that would have enough power to, and the part of the issue has been controlling them, but they're getting that part of the equation down, because a capacitor, the amount of energy stored is related to the voltage squared. And so, in other words, the higher the voltage you can put, if you double the voltage, you get four times as much energy storage. If you triple the voltage, you get nine times, four times, 16 times the energy storage. So you get these absolutely huge voltages. They're very, very dangerous, to say the least. So you got to control these things. But you can store a boatload of energy in a capacitor, especially a supercapacitor the size of your hot water heater. So it is a very good idea, but they're very dangerous. And so at any rate, once those technologies, the way they're doing this on automobiles, by the way, is they're putting together thousands of little cells and with the lithium ion batteries, et cetera. And I think they're doing the same when you come to supercapacitors. So it's a voltage management system that controls it. But anyway, yeah, the technology to put it in the home is not quite there yet, but the price will come down, and supercapacitors will be around. But yes, the answer is definitely, and it's something that's on my pile of stuff that I do, that I work with every day.
Okay,
thank
very
you.
Comprehensive. Go ahead. Yeah, thank you, Judy. Jim, wrap up the show, please, for us.
Okay, so anyway, a couple of minutes here. I wanted to pose a question, and this comes out, the question is, why did they kill Christ? Why did they kill John Lennon? Why did they try and kill Ronald Reagan? And there's other people, too, like there's a guy named Andrew Tate, who is a TikTok guy, very popular, and whether you, if you've listened to him, then you know his content and stuff. But they arrested him, and it was obviously falsified charges in Romania. But he crossed the line, and he talked about having lots of money and cars and women and all this stuff. But when he crossed the line, and this is with all of these other two people, is that they convinced the public that they did not need the government economic system.
Amazing. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it. Next Wednesday. I appreciate it, sir. Okay.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.